Friday keeps reminding me of the love of Christ and the lengths to which he went. He loved his disciples to the end. We call it sacrificial love. And I'm reminded of it not just by the fact that it is Friday, but by a couple of details in today's reading from Genesis, and even by that prophetic remark of Jesus in the Gospel of Matthew, read around the world today. Brother will betray brother to death. But I mentioned Genesis. What happened there that reminded me of that big-hearted love of Jesus, whose generosity didn't stop to count the cost? Jacob, who had been given the further name Israel, after the night-long struggle with the mysterious one which had left him wounded, the one who had nonetheless not left Jacob without a blessing, he leaves home and heads for Egypt. On the way, he offers sacrifice, and it is notable that the text includes the detail that the sacrifices are to the God of his father Isaac. What can this remind us of but that astonishing episode earlier, chapter 22, when God ordered Abraham to take his son Isaac? Abraham took wood also for the burnt offering and set out, and was then ordered to stretch forth his hand and slay his son until, and then God knows, Abraham was willing to be obedient even in this extreme measure. And a ram caught in the thicket by its horns is resourcefully at hand, and the innocent blood of the youth is spared. Like Abraham, who was willing in advanced age to go toward an unknown land, so Jacob now heads for Egypt. Would not the dislocated hip he had received on the night of that struggle have hampered him in a journey? Or did it perhaps strengthen him for the challenge? At any rate, he is rewarded after some time with the sight and feel on his neck of the tearful face of his son Joseph, long lost, not dead though, let alone sacrificed. All is well, and Jacob can pronounce that his own mission is accomplished. Now I can die, he says. Jesus, our Saviour, the one who was to come, the one who came in the line of Abraham, in the line of Isaac and indeed of Jacob, came also for a mission, and would enter this our world, a world that had known the treachery of brother to brother, as Joseph had barely escaped death at the hands of his own brothers, other sons of Jacob. Joseph had escaped death, but instead was sold fortuitously into slavery. Later, in the instructions given by Jesus to his disciples who would carry the message further afield, the Lord instructed his followers to be as cunning as serpents, yet as harmless as doves. Surely here again is the marriage of innocence and clever imagination. That is it. The Saviour, like Jacob and Abraham, has made the journey and has saved and embraced the child who is rescued. Only, in the case of Jesus, after he rose on Easter day, he can say to Mary in the garden, "Do not hold on to me, for you have a further task still ahead of you. Go and tell my brethren the news you now know. The Master is risen." Yes, when darkness fell on Friday, that was not the end of the story. After all,